Chris Salcedo.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on warranty. Washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.
If you're an undocumented immigrant picked up by the Border Patrol, all you have to do to be let loose is say you don't have any felony convictions and say you've been in the States since January 2014. That's it. According to the president of the National Border Patrol Council, that is the new policy officers along the southwest border are apparently using after realizing that most border crossers given a notice to appear in court don't show up.
Immigration laws today appear to be mere suggestions. There are little to no consequences for breaking the laws, and that fact is well known in other countries. If government agencies like DHS or CBP are allowed to bypass Congress by legislating through policy, we might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether.
That was Fox News Channel detailing another twist in our southern border we just got through talking to you about with Congressman Henry Cuellar. About how the Obama administration has seen fit to cut back aerial surveillance by 50%. That has Democrats in Texas a little on edge, has the Republican governor of Texas a little on edge. And now we've come to find out that Team Obama has set a policy of basically catch and release on the southern border. If only there were a political party out there that could actually oppose Barack Obama and actually utilize their constitutional authority to stop Barack Obama. Let's talk about this prospect with my next guest, Congressman Mark Meadows. He's a constitutional conservative representing North Carolina's 11th district, serves on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, where he chairs the Subcommittee on Government Operations overseeing the federal agencies and the executive office of the president. Elected in 2012, Mr. Meadows previously spent more than 20 years as a small business owner. Congressman, welcome back to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Chris, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much. And you're right, it's time we get some spine.
I know, you know, you've tried to stand up and you tried to fight the overreach, the violation of the Constitution and the excessive use of power that Mr. Obama doesn't have by the executive branch. And you were slapped down by, in my view, linguine-spined Republicans for doing so. Would you comment on the border issue now as you're hearing Border Patrol representatives come out and say, this is our policy. We're just going to catch them and release them.
Well, what we're finding is this is consistent with the administration's agenda, which is to say that there's a law there, but we're going to look the other way. We're going to change it. And for far too long, he's been able to get away with it. And we just keep going on with business as usual. So not only is it the power of the purse, but honestly, what we've got to do is start applying the heat in a number of other areas. This newest revelation that you just played for all the listeners there is really something that not only hearings have to highlight, but you have to bring in the actual people making the decisions and to show why it goes against the rule of law. But for far too long, we seem to turn a blind eye and just allow the administration. And that's why it's so critical to change the person at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, you made a very good point there, because this isn't the first time that a man I call Resident Obama has gone extra constitutional. This isn't the first time he's abused his power. And if everybody thought that the previous 7 years were bad, wait till you see what he's got in store for his last year. This won't be the last time he decides to go around members of Congress, your elected representative. And Congressman Meadows is precisely correct on this. So let me ask you, Congressman, because I have been beside myself about those who, and by the way, how did you vote for the omnibus, sir?
I voted against it. I mean, I just couldn't see in good conscience to vote for it. it went against not only what I believe, but I think the vast majority of Americans believe that it was going the wrong direction as well.
Well, God bless you for that. And I have reasoned that. So here's Barack Obama doing what many would consider to be beyond his scope and authority by basically instituting catch and release. And if we had a Republican Party that was at all interested in using its constitutional check on this president, then we would, then they would not have funded his government with discretionary spending until September, and then with other spending and funding all of his agencies beyond that into 2017 with this omnibus bill. But that's precisely what they did. And now, not only can our Republicans not stop Barack Obama, or they don't seem interested in stopping Barack Obama, they don't have the ability to stop him. And that's the biggest misery, sir.
Well, and your analysis is spot on. Truly, what you've got there is looking at, if we continue to send the checks, they're going to continue to really manage the process the way they always have. And that's a consistent thing, that truly where we've got to go with this is start to defund some of these agencies that are not fulfilling the responsibility of the law. You know, and they say, well, they have discretion. Really, it's critical that we define in Congress what we want to see and what we don't want to see, and quit giving the White House, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat there, latitude to implement it the way they see fit. That's why, you know, in terms of presidential candidates, you really have to look at who is willing to restore the balance of power. And if they're not, then they don't deserve your vote, whether they are a Republican or a Democrat.
Speaking of votes, Congressman Mark Meadows, my guest right now. He is North Carolina's, rather, 11th congressional district, the representative there. My big, before I get back to more policies here, let me just talk with you about messaging. And the I've told this story on the air before, but I don't think I've ever shared it with you. After the 2012 loss, me and a couple of other folks in opinion radio, I was doing news at the time, but I was dipping my toe into opinion. And we had reached out after Mitt Romney's catastrophic loss to Barack Obama in 2012, and reached out to the Republican National Committee and others and said, look, you have the superior product. You guys just aren't there standing up for it. You're not getting out and taking your message to the American people. You're not bypassing the Brian Williams press, or you're not utilizing it to great effect. I was told, don't call us, we'll call you. And then here comes Donald Trump, sir. And Donald Trump, say what you want to about him, and whether you trust him and he's a real conservative or not, he is a master at manipulating the Brian Williams press. And I will put this to you, sir, that is by far one of the biggest deficiencies this Republican Party has. They do not know how to get their message out, and they don't seem at all interested in learning. All they seem doing is decrying those who do understand how to get the message out. Why do you think this is?
Well, I think part of it is they're afraid to offend part of the group that they believe will ultimately vote for him. But it's been said over and over again, reading a book on Margaret Thatcher, and she says, you know, given the indication of voting for a socialist or voting for someone who acts like a socialist, people will vote for the real deal every time. And that's essentially what we're doing, is we're actually saying that we're conservatives and we're going to adhere to the Constitution. We're going to go ahead and support that. And yet we moderate to the middle each and every time. And you're right, whether it's Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, they've both been very clear in where they are. And we've got to make sure that conservative solution for really restoring the power is not only articulated, but certainly supported with appropriations bills and with legislation, and moderation in terms of going to the center does not really get you any more votes. Romney is a prime example of that, but we do a very poor job of messaging on any of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, liberals never have to apologize for going full tilt bozo liberal extremist. Barack Obama's an example of that. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, the self-avowed socialist. But all of these Republicans, the majority of the, what I call the establishment. They're constantly apologizing for conservatism, and it really befuddles me. Congressman Mark Meadows, my guest right now, 11th District in North Carolina. And to that end, here comes Barack Obama proposing $10 tax on a barrel of oil. Just after the Republicans said, hey, you know what, this was all part of this omnibus bill. It's why we all voted, because now we can export oil. Well, congratulations on that. Now here comes the administration wanting to tag on $10 a barrel to advance green energy, I guess is what the initiative here. I know it's not going to go anywhere, but still, he never has to apologize for that. And it doesn't seem anybody on the GOP side is making an effective case against it.
Well, he understands who his base is, and so he's able to talk about those kind of things, get applause, and then we somehow have to take a politically correct answer and respond to it. You know, it's interesting. They want subsidies for solar, wind, and other types of sustainable energy, because by giving subsidies, you get more of it. By taxing things, you get less of that, too, and Barack Obama at least knows that. We should know that and stand up. I can tell you, it's a non-starter. You're right, it's a non-starter. We're not going to go there with it, Chris. But the other problem is we've got to come up with an agenda that the American people will say, well, at least I know what they're for, and they're consistent with that. I may not agree with all of their plan, but certainly I agree with 90% of it. And yet we do a very poor job of articulating that.
Last question, or a bit of analysis here, Congressman. I'm going to ask you to put your political analysis hat on if I can. You've got the Republican Party and its establishment personified through Mitch McConnell or John Boehner or John McCain or Lindsey Graham. They're always on about, man, we need to grow the party. We need to show how much outreach we can do, for example, as your liberty-loving Latino here, to Hispanics. I mean, you would think they would want to appeal to somebody like me. And then you get Ted Cruz, the first Latino to win the Iowa caucuses in U.S. history, and nobody really gives a darn. Then you've got Donald Trump, who, by the polling, is appealing to a wide swath, for a Republican anyway, 20% of Democrats, according to polling, and bringing in disparate groups to support his campaign, and the establishment can't stand him. What in your mind is with this double messaging? They can't seem to get their story straight in establishment Republican land.
Well, here's the issue, and it gets the bottom line. It's all about control. When you allow the people, whether it be swing Democrats or Latinos or whomever, to come in and actually support a candidate, and you support those candidates and they actually become the nominee, you lose control, because the power is really with the people instead of with the establishment. The biggest danger that the establishment has right now is with a Donald Trump or a Ted Cruz nomination, because they know that ultimately it would be the people controlling and not K Street and special interests. And so that's really what it's about. It's not about reaching out to a certain group. It's about maintaining their power in Washington, D.C.
Congressman Mark Meadows, he's the congressman representing the 11th district in the great state of North Carolina. Sir, don't be a stranger here on the Chris Salcedo Show. You're welcome back anytime.
I'll come back. Thanks, Chris. It's been a pleasure to be back with you.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break. And at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.